we have with us our own missionary Shoemaker Jones with us this morning. Amen. And she is a missionary that can preach, will preach, amen, and come with her own ball of fire. We just thank God for her being with us today. And as you know, technology is challenging, and we have to work with what we got in this COVID era, amen. But we're going, amen, to share this word with you today, and we ask God that you just bless her and bless the message, that we all be blessed this morning. And we just want to thank God for her as she prepares to come before us and give us a word from the Lord. Amen. We just want to give her the praise. Pray with us. Pray with her that God will move and move our hearts, move in our lives, and move in our spirits, for we need him. Amen. Now we're going to play another video. And once we play that video, the next voice that you will hear will be none other but our own missionary, Tamika Shoemaker Jones. Before I go, I do want to, I do have one more announcement that just come to mind. Our Bishop Miller and our Diocese Mother Miller, or District Mother Miller, our District Mother Miller, and our Bishop Miller of the East Coast Diocese of Church of Christ Risen in Heaven, is their anniversary today. We just want to give them a happy anniversary. Amen. We know they've been together many years, and God has blessed the union, and we wish them many more. So keep praying for them as well. Now, we're going to get to our video. So it's not playing the videos, ain't it? I'm off screen, so it automatically mute me. Yeah. So it's not, it's not picking up the desktop audio is what it's doing. So it's probably not made for that, because I don't even see a setting to set that. I didn't think it would be an issue, but I guess it is. Yeah, go ahead. It's playing the mic though. Yeah. All right. I'm going to have to figure out a different way to do this. Because that ain't going to work. Yeah. That's because trying to do it from distance, it's different. It really ain't made for, it ain't made for what I'm making it work. You know what I mean? But I'm going to find a different system. I'm probably going to have to go ahead and do that 139 thing and just cancel some stuff. And use that, you know what I mean? Cause the cheap stuff always has some issues, don't it? Oh, she gone. She need to get back. Yeah, it's playing another video. It's playing another video. Yeah. Don't call her. Don't call. Go ahead.
Blast of a terrible one is as a storm against. the middle clean day, now is the acceptable time for you to confess, repent, give Christ your life, give him your all, surrender to him, because he is the one that's going to be able to bring us out. When you accept Christ in your life, you will be able to tread on holy ground regardless of the situation. You'll be able to live, to abide in the blessed land. Where you walk, you will be protected because of Christ and the blood that he shed on Calvary. But you have to. You have to accept him. You have to believe that he will do just what he said he would do. There's no if, no ands, no but. You will be able to pick the right fruit. The right, R-I-G-H-T, fruit, and the right fruit, R-I-T-E. Because of Christ. The Bible tells us that Christ would not withhold no good thing from us. And I believe that. I am a true believer of that. And there is absolutely nothing I would rather do than to be a part of Christ. The love, the joy, the peace that he gives us in the time of need, in the time of sorrow. When you lose a family member, only Christ can mend that heart. Only Christ can give you the love, the comfort that you need. This is the type of Christ. This is the type of God that I serve. And I want to share with you that he is the ultimate comforter in any time of need. There is no pandemic. There is no epidemic. There's no trial. There's no tribulation that Christ can't comfort. Back in the Bible days, they went through all those things. They went through war. They went through battle. They had fire. They had turmoil. They had tribulation. They had pandemic and epidemic. But Christ still came through for them and let them know, I still have blessed and holy ground for you. So if we can just believe in Jacob's God, Joseph's God, Abraham's God, Isaiah's God, believe in Mary's faith, we will make it. We will make it. I cannot say it more than once. I am a living witness that we will make it throughout all this. And just remember, if you don't know Christ in the midst of your sins, right now is the acceptable time. If I was not saved, I would be getting saved. Christ is the answer. Prayer is the answer. Christ is the shelter that you need, the protection that you need. Christ is the coverage that you need, the shield, the buckler that you need. All that you need is in Christ. And in my closing, I will say it once again. We must encourage ourselves so we can strengthen someone else. Thank you for your time. Please take all the things for love. And now I'm going to turn things back over to the hands of my sister pastor, Kelly Lynn.
Praise God. We thank you, missionary, for your blessings. Amen. We thank you for your mighty blessings. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your encouragement. And we thank God, amen, for you coming and sharing with us today. We thank God for his word, amen, that we are to encourage ourselves, amen, that we are able to encourage someone else and help someone else. Amen. You know, one great thing about that is, you know, a lot of times we want to run out and go and help others, amen, but we don't have the ability to do so because we're weak within ourselves. And that's so very timely and true in your word on today. You have to have the means. I would like to feed all the homeless, you know, give the homeless a place to stay and give them food. Amen. But if I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul myself, amen, I'm no good to them because I can't help myself. I cannot help them. So I first need to be in a position to help myself so that I can help someone else. And that's just a beautiful thing to be able to do. Amen. And we ought to be able to do that in Christ. We thank God for him this morning. And you kind of put it out there already. If you don't know Christ in the pardon of your sins and you haven't had a relationship with him, amen, now is the acceptable time. We want to offer Christ to you. We want to help you, amen, to build your relationship with him. We ask now that if you're not saved at this very moment and you don't know him, you feel like that you don't have a relationship with Christ, if you feel like you're in a situation where you don't feel accepted, that you want to help others, but you need to help yourself, right now is the time. If you would just pray this prayer with me, amen. If you just pray this prayer that you believe Jesus Christ was born of a Virgin Mary, that he lived in a human body, divine but human, but he died on the cross and was buried in a borrowed tomb. In 3 days he rose with all power in his hands. And now he sits on the right-hand side of the Father. Amen. If you believe that Jesus lived, died, buried, and was resurrected, if you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, amen, I declare that ye are saved. For the Bible says so. You don't have to run around the room, although you might feel like it. Amen. You don't have to run and scream out the front door, although you might feel like it. But if you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, the Bible declares that you are saved. So we are declaring that you're saved. If you believe that today, if you said that, if you confess that, we will believe with you and pray with you that you are saved today. So we just, again, thank God for our missionary bringing us our word. And please forgive us. We are using a different platform, and we're financing this ministry on our own. We have not asked for donations. We're not asking for donations, and so we go with the platform that give us the maximum amount of features for the benefit of the dollar. But as we see, as you know, me being a technical kind of person, push the limits of the platform. We'll just try another one until we get one that does everything that we want it to do. So we're going to just continue and moving forward. And we're going to, you know, this is not my ministry. It's not about Elder Norman Hodge at all. And it's for anyone who wants to share this platform with me and bring a word to God. We will work it out that you can do so. And we're going to continue pushing the technology until we get one. We might get one where we can, you know, do a one of the seven churches, you know, seven different people preaching on the churches on the one platform. We're going to get there. Amen. You know, not being able to go to the building is not going to stop us. Amen. But the word will go forth. We just ask that you just continue to pray for us and pray with us. Amen. As we go about doing this. At this time, we're going to give it back over to our missionary, Shoemaker Jones, for our final remarks, prayer, and benediction.
Years of silence. And And I want to let you know that we don't ever have to worry about that, because we live in the grace era. Grace and mercy. More grace. The dispensation of grace and mercy is what we're living right now. So if someone has said that that may happen, it's not going to happen. That was then, this is now. It's a different dispensation. So we will always hear from God. He may not come when you want him to come, but he is an all-time God. Oh, glory to God. Let us
yes.
Pray. Oh, Father God, I ask you right now, Lord, to cover, shield us, and take away.
Yes,
right,
Lord. Yes,
right,
Lord.
Now, some Jesus that still don't believe, Lord. They still don't believe. But then those that do, Lord, right now, Lord, we ask you to strengthen them, Lord. Give them more peace, more love, more joy, Lord. Give them more capability, Lord, that they'll be able, oh, glory to God.
Yes, yes.
To take your word throughout a dying nation, Lord. Right now, Lord, let them be able to encourage, Lord. Let them be able to help one another, Lord. Let them be able to speak your word, Lord, that we may, Lord, that we may convince others that being with you, Lord, that Christ is the way. Christ is all that we need in our life, Lord. We ask you right now to touch the sick and the shut in, Lord. We ask you right now to touch those that have mental issues, Lord. We ask you to touch those that have financial burdens, Lord. Those that are going through emotional strains, Lord, right now in this time of this pandemic, Lord. We're asking you right now to release, Lord. Release, Lord, and let them know that you are an all-knowing God, Lord, that there is nothing too hard for you, God.
Yes.
We ask you right now, Lord, to touch,
Lord.
The crown of their heads to the soles of their feet.
Thank you,
right,
Jesus.
Right now, Lord, we ask you, Jesus, we ask you, Jesus, Lord, we're pleading with you, Lord, we want you to shield, Lord, we want you to protect, Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, to open, Lord, to open, open, Lord, open.
Yes, yes.
Lord. Open the floodgates, Lord, right now, Jesus, Lord. We ask you for your protection, Lord.
Thank you.
We ask you for your healing, Lord. We're asking for your deliverance, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're asking, Lord, because we know that you are all that we need, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is nothing, there is absolutely nothing that's too hard for God. Right now, Lord, we're just asking. And then we're thanking you at the same time, Lord. We're thanking
yes.
you for the love that you give, Lord. We're thanking you for the peace that you give, Lord. We're thanking you for the joy that you give, Lord. We're thanking you for the deliverance, Lord. We're thanking you in advance, Lord, for things that you have not done, Lord. We're thanking you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We're being grateful to you, Lord. Oh, my God, right now we ask you to touch the ministry, Lord, that we be able to continue, Lord, to give your word, Lord.
Yes,
not only
yes.
that are here in this county and not this state, Lord, but just to all those that I have an ear to hear, Lord. Oh,
yes.
My God, thank you right now, Lord. We ask you to bless, Lord, those, oh, my God, that are leaders, Jesus, that are preaching your word, Lord, that are
yes, Lord.
Your word.
Yes, yes,
we ask
yes.
You right now, Lord, to touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet.
Touch, Lord, touch.
Diligent, Lord, that we be endured, Lord, that we stand firm, Jesus, Lord,
yes.
God, and watch them with you, Lord, so we can continue, Lord, right now, Jesus. We ask you, Lord. We ask you, Lord. We
thank
ask
you.
Lord.
Thank you.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
God, right now, your mighty name, Jesus, we give you all the glory, Jesus. All the honor, Jesus.
Yes,
all
Lord.
The praise, Jesus. Right now, Lord, I ask you right now to touch my pastor, Jesus. My
yes,
pastor,
Lord.
Jesus,
yes, yes.
Lady,
yes.
I ask you to touch the congregation, Lord, because we need
yes,
we need
yes.
You, Lord. Right now, Lord, in your mighty name.
Yes,
Jesus,
Lord. Lord. Yes, Lord.
There are some that are weak, Lord. There are some that are feeble, Lord. And right now, they're depending on you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Nobody but you, Lord. Oh, God, I'm asking you to cover them, Lord. Cover our children, Jesus. Right now, your mighty name, Jesus, Lord, we ask you. Oh, glory
thank
to God.
You.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Protect us, Lord. Shield us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. Heal us, Lord. Oh, my God, right
yes.
now, your mighty name, Jesus, we're asking you, Jesus. We're asking you, Jesus, because we know without a shadow of a doubt, your word says that you will never leave us.
Yes, Lord.
Nor forsake us, Lord. In your mighty name, Jesus, Lord, protect our brothers and our comings, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Right now, Lord, in your mighty name, Jesus, we thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you for the little things. Tell him thank you for the big things. Tell him thank you, thank you, thank you. Just
thank
give him all the glory. Just give him all the honor. Just give him all the praise. What a mighty God we serve for. Who
yes, yes.
A God like this. Oh, my God. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, we're going to our benediction.
Yes. Amen.
Now, we will never be apart. Now, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we have.
Yes.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. And we'll see you guys next week. Yes. I never done it like that before, so.